You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach. Good morning, happy Thursday, and here's what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin. Well, that's it. Call it a day. Wrap it on up. The summer's over, and autumn is here. And as my friend Brittany Merlot says, pumpkin spice, everything nice, and break out them hoodies because it's getting chilly out there. But that doesn't mean the fun stops, especially at the Racine Zoo, because they have a whole host of activities going on over the next few months, especially in October. And Don Rosen sat down with Beth Heindorn, the executive director of the Racine County Zoo, to talk about everything coming up this spooky season.
Halloween is at the zoo already.
Yeah, we got lots of stuff going on.
When I fill up at the gas station right across the street, I see that big pumpkin you got. In the kids must love walking through that pumpkin.
Yep. We are setting everything up for jack-o'-lantern nights. We've got a lot of, well, today we'll finish setting up. We'll probably take another 5 or 6 days. It's just, it's got a big space that we have to decorate. So pretty excited about it. That's going to be very, very fun. We open on the 2nd of October and we go through the 31st. We're open Thursdays through Sundays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Last entry is at 9:30. We'll probably have, our guess is about 23,000 people, 23,000, maybe 24,000 people go through jack-o'-lantern nights.
Is it rain or shine?
It is rain or shine.
Yeah. Now, you don't dress up the animals and...
We do not. We've got a lot of pumpkin display vignettes this year. We're working with a new company.
All those people that dress up their dogs.
Well, some of them are so cute, though.
Do you think they like it, though? You look at their faces.
It's going to be fun. We're very excited about it. Lots of little vignettes throughout the whole walking path.
You know, when I walk through there during the Chinese lights, I'm trying to figure, where are all the wires for this thing? There must be somewhere, because I don't see them. And the lights were spectacular. I still have all the pictures on my phone. We took a ton of pictures. Even the big pagodas, the buildings and everything, all lit up with those lights. And I did it.
It was a labor of love, man. It was a crazy
time. Now, you had a company do it. You didn't do it.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, they had to be experts and they had to lay all those wires down. I wanted to see those circuit breakers the first time you turned it on. Pop, 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 pop,
pop. No, actually, it was all good.
Really?
It was all good. We worked with a lot of great power. Boehm Electric helped us get it all done. So,
all right. So let's talk about, it's called October, B-E-A-R, Fest. And it starts Friday the 26th, 6 to 9 o'clock. Now, what is Oktoberfest?
Well, think about Oktoberfest.
Right.
But we always have to have an animal twist to it. That's why there's a bear in it, Oktoberfest. So it is beer tasting. We'll be up by our pavilion area. There's a bunch of German beers. In fact, all of the beers are German beers this year. There'll be the Stein holding contest that people can participate in. We've got some wonderful food from Red Onion. We'll be doing the food this year for that. Yeah, so that's always included. Food's always included in our events. And it's just going to be super fun at 6 to 9. You're hanging out, drinking German beer, listening to a polka band. So it's just a super fun way to kick it off for our fall. But a lot of people have Oktoberfests events throughout
the area. But nobody's got an Oktoberfest.
Except us.
That's
exactly.
Right.
So it's this Friday. Tickets will go on sale or go off sale tomorrow at 5. So if you want to go, get your tickets now.
Oktoberfest. So, okay, our next event is Old Fashioned Cocktail Night. This is coming also in October, the beginning of October.
Yeah, it's always the first Saturday of October. So this year it's October 4th. It's from 6 to 9, and it's just our way to celebrate the Wisconsin's classic cocktail of an Old Fashioned. And this is a competition. This is one of our competition events. So we have a variety of bars or restaurants that sign up to make the best old-fashioned cocktails. So the guests get to taste each of the cocktails, and then the guests will vote. We also have judges that will also vote, and then we vote on the best garnish as well. So it's a nice little healthy competition between the different places. Right now we've got Buckets Pub Second Round is a competitor, Bourbon Chronicles, Waterfront Warehouse, Red Maple, MKE, Taste of Soul 262, Chart Room Restaurant. We just added Butcher and Barrel yesterday, and then we've got a couple of other pending competitors, so we'll see what's going on with them. But it's going to be super fun. We do this every year for the last, I think, 5 years. I think.
And the age limit is?
You've got to be 21 and older.
Okay. Boo at the Zoo coming up. This is the big trick-or-treat event.
Yeah, that is on Saturday, October 25th. It is campus-wide, so there'll be cookie decorating. There's pumpkin decorating. We'll have bounce houses for the kids. We have our knock-knock doors, where we have six of those that will be set up throughout the zoo. And well, kids can knock on the door, and a friendly volunteer hands them candy. And then we also have a variety of business booths that come out to hand out candy or pencils or whatever it is they want to. It's like a trunk or treat. And we usually have around 30 to 35 other businesses that come out also to hand out candy to all the kids and talk to the parents and all of that kind of stuff. So it's a really great way to trick or treat safely during the day. It's from when we open at 10, we close at 4, last admission is at 3:30, and it's our last really big family function where we'll probably have, depending upon the temperature, between 3 and 4,000 people on property that day. In that time, it is crazy busy for Boo at the Zoo. It's just a fun family event. A lot of multi-generational groups come out, and then we have a grill going on, and our grill, and then we have a pop-up grill. I love Boo at the Zoo. It's just the decorations, the costumes that the families wear, and that usually they get all together, and everyone in the family is a theme of what that family is, and they're just super, super cute. Come on out. Boo at the Zoo is a big tried and true event here at the zoo, and that is the 25th. It's always a Saturday.
If you'd like to find out more about their events coming up over the next few months, go to racinezoo.org. If you'd like to listen to that entire interview, go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for the Don Rosen Show, and you can download this episode directly to your device and listen to it anytime, anywhere. Again, that's civicmedia.us/shows. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To take all your favorite WAUK shows with you on the go, download the free Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play Store. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. I'll talk to you in 20 minutes. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach. I'm back, and here's what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. I'm very excited to talk about this event because it's actually going on right now as we speak, and how you can be involved in it is by going to the Civic Media app, opening it up, and looking for 99.7 The Max. And to tell you more about the event, I'm going to turn it over to David Grant, who's the host of their morning show. He stopped by Matt and Aaron Air yesterday to talk about everything they're doing for Hope House and how you can get involved.
And another reason why you should have the Civic Media app is you have the opportunity to listen to Civic Media stations all across the state, including in Baraboo, joining us for Audio Sorbet right now. Dave Grant from Max FM in Baraboo. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. How about yourself today, Jane?
We are great. We just had a wonderful conversation with the Wisconsin Cranberries Association. He was so much fun. Mm-hmm. But I love this fundraiser that you do. One of the reasons that I wanted to talk about this is because people in southeastern Wisconsin can actually take part in this fundraiser that's happening in Baraboo tomorrow. Tell us about the fundraiser for Hope House.
Yeah, so certainly people can actually get involved worldwide this year because we're going to be streaming over the Civic Media app starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, 99.7 Max FM in Baraboo, 103.7 FM in Reedsburg. And we're doing the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon to benefit Hope House for Purple Thursday. And We let our listeners take over the airwaves, and you get to pick any song you want to hear. Minimum donation of $5 gets that request on the air, $10 to do a dedication, and if you want to bump the song like you just heard, $25 gets that song off the air and replaces that song.
I love that so much.
I have a question, though. So let's, okay, so Dave, say you request a song and you pay your $5 and it's whatever. Yep. Let's just say
it's the Bears Still Suck.
It's the Bears. Okay, we'll use that as an example. And I say, no, I want to knock it off the air. So I have to pay $25 to knock it off the thing. Can you, as Dave Grant, who really wants to hear that song, call back and say, I'll give you $100 to play that song? Is it like almost like a counter, like back and forth?
It is. And it's funny you mention that, Greg, because what happened last year, someone wanted to hear the Bears Still Suck. So we put it on air. And so a Bears fan didn't like that. So then they did the Bears Super Bowl shuffle. And this went back and forth for about 20 minutes last year. And, you know,
and we all had to suffer.
We did. It was like, okay, when that came on, I immediately got out my $25 and then put that right down the table and said, no, we can't have this. And so it does happen. There's a lot of requests that come in. Someone doesn't want to hear. We had a family going back and forth last year. Their daughter played Christmas music. And guess what? Mom and dad were like, no Christmas music in September. So they put their request in. Daughter bumps their request off. They went back and forth for about a half hour. It was priceless. And it all benefits Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. It is such a wonderful way to help them out. Our goal is lofty. $5,000 goal.
We can do it.
We will do it. Yeah. Tell us about Hope House, because Hope House is really one of the only shelters that's available for several counties in your area. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that is correct. So Hope House is a domestic violence shelter that serves five counties in our area. It's the only domestic violence shelter in Sauk, Columbia, Marquette, Juneau, and Adams County. So it's a wide coverage area that they help support. And so all this money goes to help Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. They lost a lot of federal funding last year, and so we're trying to do our best to help supplement that, because they have an incredible mission, and we want to help them. And last year, we had a goal of $3,500, and we met it at the very last minute after some of my coworkers talked me into getting purple fingernails if we hit that goal.
You did.
And we did hit the goal. You did. Ended up with purple fingernails. And this year, if we hit $5,000, myself and our co-host Emily is going to dye her hair purple. We even got the new intern who's been here 3 days. He's going to dye his hair purple.
Wow.
If we hit the $5,000 goal. He's got blonde hair right now, and he's going to go purple if we hit this goal.
Welcome to radio, kid.
Yep.
Again, one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on, Dave, is because we can help you reach that goal. Mm-hmm. $5 at a time, $10 at a time, $25 at a time. You can listen tomorrow and take part in this. And all you have to do is download the Civic Media app and then just click on Max FM. And you can listen to the stream starting at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you can make your requests. You can counter bid to knock somebody off the air, which I just love so much.
And we made it real easy. We're going to have the link right on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. It'll be up there by 7 o'clock at the latest. You can also go to our website, max.fm. You can click on the community calendar. We already have the link out there. So if you click on the Hope House request link, you'll get that right now. Somebody already put a request in for tomorrow morning.
Oh, can you tell us what it is?
You know, I can tell you what it is, because it's going to be interesting, because I know the person that made the request as well. So that's kind of the neat part about this as well. And so we're going to hear Prince 7, and then we're also going to hear Tootsie Roll by the 69 Boys. And so I know who made that request already, but you're going to have to listen tomorrow to find out.
It was Jane Matinere.
That would not be my request. Yeah. I have a different request because I'm going to call in tomorrow.
And I also just want to let everyone know that if you want to also, you can go to civicmedia.us and find the links. You can go to Max FM's website. Not only will the website for the station be in the show notes, but the website to the direct event will be there as well.
Stick around because later in the show, I'm going to play another selection of our interview with David Grant, who's the host of the 99.7 FM Max Morning Show. And we'll be talking more about the Request-a-thon for Hope House. If you want to find out more about the event itself, go to max.fm. And at the top of the page, you will see it right there, the Radio-a-thon. You can click there, you can make a donation, request a song, and give what you can. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. I'll talk to you in 20 minutes. It's 7:29. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach. I'm back. And here's what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. Yesterday, I played for you a selection from a conversation that Earl Ingram had with a young lady named Ayesha. She works with a group called WellPoint, and one of their missions is working with those coming out of the foster care system. And today, I'm going to play for you another selection of their discussion, and this time, Angel's going to enter the chat. She speaks about her life, her experience, and what she wants to give back to the community.
So what role did counseling play in your stability? Because I'm sure you went through a lot of counseling.
I would say it helped. It didn't really help. It wasn't really a help. I feel like the system trains a lot of therapists and counselors to do the same thing, same treatment. So I did do counseling a lot, moved through a lot of people, but it was always the same treatment plan, same plan, same things. I seen nothing different. It took for actually a certain adult to come into my life to show me and actually approach counseling in a different way. And although she wasn't a counselor, she just opened my mind to a different view on the world. She went through what I went through and just showed me you can make it out as far as that.
So how important is it that someone who experienced kind of like the same thing you did, how important is it to have somebody who experienced the same thing as a person that you could sit down and have that conversation with?
It's very important. It shows that, because once again, as a young child, I would have never thought I'd be where I am today. I would have never thought I'd have a job, have my own place, have the goals and plans I have for the future, and even be succeeding in moving step closer to those goals. And so having someone who's been through what you've been through, it just shows you can make it out. Because in those times, it's pretty dark, and you're a child, and you're still growing, and you don't really think you can, it's going anywhere. You know, there's a lot of dark trauma that goes within your own mindset, and not everyone is there like helping you as you should. And a lot of adults at that time when I was younger in my life didn't really go through what I went through. So they were just based off what they think this should be or what they feel like, how they feel like they should handle this or how they feel like going through the treatments and the licenses and what they told them to do. They didn't really go based off what I feel. You couldn't put yourself in my shoes. So I feel like it really helped me. Like it literally changed me.
So tell me about the importance of the youth council and the role it's played.
I want to say it plays a big role for me. At first, I wasn't really serious with it. It took a couple times and took to start talking more and actually getting to know the other youth in it. And it plays a very big role. And it's actually, for me, I didn't realize until I started actually opening up outside of the youth council to other people and speaking and telling my story more and explaining like, hey, you know, although I went through this, you know, I don't want you to feel pity for me. I don't want you to feel sorry, but I made something out of it. I came out of it and made something out of my story. And I want to like reach out to a lot of other kids, because once again, as a kid, you don't feel like you can make it this far. You don't feel like there's anything coming out of it. And so for us being kids that all been through our different stories, but been through similar things, it shows that we are this support system for youth in the youth council.
Ayesha, it is a privilege and an honor to have an opportunity to sit down with you. Your strength, I can feel through every word that you spoke. And, you know, so what did you say you want to do with your life?
I want to open up a treatment facility for kids in the foster system along with a group home. I want to go around the world and actually tell my story and make it something and actually spread the word, because I feel like my story is very powerful when I started to actually accept it and own it. And so I feel like I want to lead an effective matter of making group homes and treatment facilities and making them better than what I went through.
So, you know, we're going to help you tell the story. This is just the beginning. So thank you very much, and we'll talk the next time.
Thank you.
Hey, Angel. It's good to see you again.
Hi. It's nice to see you as well.
Did you get a chance to hear the first segment?
I did. It made me smile, actually. I was in my bed, and I was doing homework, and then Miss Christine sent it to me, and I just started smiling before I even heard it. So just hearing it made me smile more.
You know, you young people, we got to get your stories out. We really have to get your stories out, because for every young person like the ones we've just interviewed here at Well Point, there are many young people who are lost, who feel alone, who feel overwhelmed, who feel like there's no chance for them and that there's no future for them. But you young people are the ones who will be able to give them the inspiration necessary. You don't realize just how important your stories are, and especially once we get them out, the people whose lives you're going to change.
Yes, that's one reason why every day I try to live with like a notion of like believing every day, like the smile that I give and like kind of a piece of a story that I tell, at least to my patients or just somebody around me, give some positivity, and then to let people know, like, to raise awareness around me. Like, there's a lot of awareness that needs to be made within my generation and then older generation as well.
I'd like to thank Ayesha, Angel, and Earl for having that wonderful discussion. And if you want to hear the entire interview, go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Earl's new podcast, What's Going On, and you can download it. The episode's entitled From Pain to Purpose, Girls' Point of View. You can listen to it anytime, anywhere. Again, that's civicmedia.us/shows. Stick around, because after the top of the hour news break, Pat welcomes Brittany Merlot with the weather, Chad Holmes with his stories from Wausau, and at 8:35, political consultant Joe Zepecki. Stay tuned. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in southeastern Wisconsin, go to WAUKradio.com and sign up for our newsletter. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. I'll talk to you in 20 minutes. It's 7:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach. I'm back, and here is what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. Earlier in the show, I played for you an interview that Jane and I did on Matinee on Air with David Grant. He's the host of the morning show on 99.7 The Max, which is one of our stations in the Civic Media Network. And we were talking about their yearly, annual, amazing request-a-thon, where they raise money for Hope House through your request for the songs you want or the ones you don't. I'm going to play for you the second half of that interview, because we want you to know everything about this event and also how you can be a part of it by downloading the free Civic Media app. Yeah, that's a plug, but this plug will help everyone.
It's a great, great fundraiser. I heard you guys do it last year and I just laughed my head off. And it is for such a good cause, especially when you mentioned, Dave, that Hope House, which is this domestic violence shelter that serves five different counties, lost a whole bunch of federal funding. And we need these facilities for people who are trapped in horrible situations. So I really hope that you can take part tomorrow via the Civic Media app. That's how you can listen if you don't live in the Baraboo area. If you're just joining us, Dave Grant is our guest, our colleague at Max FM morning show host. They have their big Hope House fundraiser starting tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. What time does it end, Dave?
Well, it's supposed to end about 4 o'clock, but if it's anything like the past couple of years, we went until 5:30 last year.
Oh, boy.
We'll keep taking the requests until they stop coming in. We really want to hit that goal. So we'll play those requests as long as it takes. If I have to be here till 8 o'clock at night, I'll keep on going. There's nothing saying that we have to stop, except if I lose my voice. That was as we got towards the end of the day last year, I know myself and my co-host, Maddie, was starting to lose her voice.
That's a long day, man.
Put the intern on the air.
That's what the plan is. Yes, he's excited. And so it's his first time of seeing all of this. I know my morning show co-host will be in here. Aaron Crennel is going to pop in for a little while So we'll have Aaron here. And then my co-host from Sunday nights is actually going to pop in here as well. And she's filled in on the morning show with us. My lovely wife works here part-time, and she's agreed to take the day off her regular job to hop in and co-host tomorrow morning as well with us to support this cause.
It's really a group effort. It really is. And together, we can make a big difference. We can make a big help, $5 at a time. Yeah. I'm going to request this tomorrow, but I thought we'd give you a little preview now. Calvin, can we play that song that I asked you to download, please? You never heard this
show.
And me.
You know,
and Tim.
Whoa. Yeah, it's very interesting right now what's happening. Because this is once again another example of why you should watch the live stream. This song is about being trapped in a mine, correct?
It is.
Yeah, and Jane is dancing like she is at her own wedding, and it's her song. She's so excited, and I don't understand what's happening at this moment.
I was 11. It came out in 1971. We used to sing along, and I had no idea what they were talking about. None whatsoever. Timothy.
I understand the context because, you know, when I was a young kid, I was like, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? You're 7, but tell her I'm sorry.
It's just one of those things. And I've never forgotten that song. And when I finally realized they were singing about cannibalism.
Good Lord.
It's a really dark pop song.
And you can hear it yourself for $5 by listening to Max FM tomorrow.
Or you can knock it off the air.
Yeah, it's true. You can knock it off the air.
You can.
Yeah.
You could. Well, and here's the interesting part. We've even had polka songs on here during this. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a wide variety. We've had country songs on here. I mean, and the funny part is it was back when I was here part-time. We'd know some of the songs that would get our boss going that he wouldn't want to hear. Mm-hmm. So we'd make sure we put those requests in for him. Then he would have to bump it off the air as well. You know, a little friendly internal competition.
That's great.
Well.
That's great.
That's fantastic. I love that. I love that. You talked about the bear songs. You talked about, you know, people bumping and the stories of the families. Are there typical songs that just always almost, it's almost like, oh, we got that song. We know it's going to get bumped. Is it, there's always a competition we can rely upon.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If we have Same Old Lang Syne, that song's going to get bumped by somebody. That song every year gets requested. Every year that song gets bumped. It's a guarantee if that comes on, somebody's going to bump that song.
Then let me put this challenge out to you, O giver of gifts and hater of music, if you don't like these songs. Call the station.
Yep.
You make the promise that every time it's requested, you bump it with the donation. So it's not just $25. If you have the means, you say every time it's requested, it gets bumped. You then will give more and more and more. And that way you, A, give to Hope House, which is important, and B, get to never hear the songs you don't like, because that's democracy in radio.
Yes, it is. And that's a part is so much fun with this, right? You get to hear a wide variety of songs, some of these songs you never hear.
Right.
At some point, we're going to hear the Radio Shack theme song as well. That's the other neat part of this. If you've never heard that, you got to tune in.
Okay. All right.
Radio Shack theme song. Who knew there was one?
It's actually about being trapped in a mine.
And Radio Shack comes to save you.
And you eat the radios.
Terry Ryan texting in, Timothy, you, I know, I'm sorry. It stuck with me. I was 11.
It was slightly before my time. I remember the song as well. And I didn't know what it was about either at that age because I was very young. And I'm like, hey, this is a pretty great song. And then you find out what it's about. You're like, oh, wait a minute.
Did they do it? I didn't know they did that thing. Exactly. Anyway, your opportunity to help out Hope House tomorrow and have a whole bunch of fun. Download the Civic Media app and then pick Max FM on the app. You can listen to the stream starting at 7 o'clock. It's a wonderful, wonderful fundraiser. It's so much fun, Dave. I'm so excited for you and I can't wait to listen tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I can't wait to be part of it. And I just appreciate our whole Civic team pitching in to help out and all the Max FM team as well and Hope House.
As mentioned during the interview and right now, this event is going on right now. Open up the Civic Media app, go to Max FM and you can listen to it. You can call them and make a donation, or you can go to max.fm and you can donate through there to hear a song, to stop a song, or just to give. That's your mission for today. Get the Civic Media app and give to the Requestathon. It's two missions. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. Have a wonderful Thursday. I'll talk to you tomorrow. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.